Audio 3.15.
Have we really been there? A secretly recorded video interview has shocked reporters. In it, a man, apparently Apollo 11 mission commander Neil Armstrong, makes this dramatic announcement. I am finally convinced that my historic first step on the moon is not a true story, but a conspiracy created by the American government. The man said he reconsidered every detail of the journey after he started to watch YouTube videos about the moon landing conspiracy and read hundreds of blogs written by experts. I'm here to finally tell the truth. Now I realize that for the past 4 decades, I have been wrong, he said emotionally to reporters in his hotel room. I know this is a big disappointment to all of you, but now I know that on July 20th, 1969, I did not travel 250,000 miles to land on the moon. The factual evidence has finally convinced me that the entire landing was filmed in a studio. Just look at the video carefully, he declared. There are no stars in the sky, and the American flag is moving, but there's no wind in space. And look at the shadows. They're not parallel to the people's bodies. The man said he vaguely remembers being on a spaceship and feeling the effects of zero gravity when he left Earth. But that's probably because he was in a state of profound mental confusion at the time. I was probably watching a sci-fi movie or something. Come on, people, he said. It's the moon. No one can land on the moon, period. Forget everything I've ever said. In a symbolic gesture, at the end of the interview, he took a collection of moon rocks he kept in his bedroom and dramatically threw them into a trash can.